USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
After months of negotiations, congressional leaders have reached a deal on a $900 billion coronavirus relief package that will include a second round of $600 direct payments for most Americans. The 11th hour deal comes just days before many of the existing coronavirus relief measures are set to expire on January 1st. Both chambers are expected to vote on the measure today. Arizona's Republican chairwoman, Dr. Kelly Ward, refuses to back down from the war on election fraud. On Saturday, Ward took to Twitter to slam the supervisors in Maricopa County who refused to be transparent, handing over voting material from the 2020 election.
This election is far from over. Anyone who is telling you differently, whether it's in the media, whether it's the Democrat talking heads, or whether it's the Republican establishment, is just avoiding the facts.
Ward claims the county officials are choosing to protect Dominion voting systems. USA Radio News.
Picture this. A shortage of fuel has closed your electric utility, or any disaster devastated your town. Your power is out. No lights, no news. That's why federal and state agencies urge you to have an emergency radio. You can get a free Dynamo World Band emergency radio. This powerful radio keeps you informed during any emergency. It doesn't even need batteries and comes with a hand crank generator and super bright LED flashlight. The emergency radio includes the NOAA weather band, a long range AM receiver, a high sensitivity FM band, and even a USB jack to charge cell phones. The Dynamo Emergency Weather Band Radio retails for almost $30, but Newsmax wants to make sure you get this radio. So check out the free offer for the emergency radio with Newsmax magazine. Go to gettheradio.com. That's gettheradio.com. Or call toll-free 800-NEWSMAX. That's 800-NEWSMAX. This radio could save your life. This offer may end soon, so order today.
More than 2 million people have passed through security checkpoints at U.S. airports over the last 2 days, according to statistics provided by the Transportation Security Administration. That's down nearly 60% from last year. California's extreme lockdown measures has cost them the Rose Bowl and the millions in associated revenue. USA Radio News, Dan Naraki.
One of the college football playoff semifinal games is being moved. The Rose Bowl game will move to AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas. The announcement coming a day after the game was denied a waiver to allow a limited number of fans at the stadium. It will be the first time since 1942 that a postseason college football game wasn't played in Pasadena, California. That year's game was moved to Durham, North Carolina because of safety concerns due to World War II. There's no word whether or not the game will still be called the Rose Bowl when it's played on New Year's Day. If not, it will be the first year without a Rose Bowl since 1915. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
A restaurant in Toledo, Ohio gets a big tip that will help dozens of its employees. USA Radio News' Jeremy Scott tells us more.
On a purchase of 1 cent, a customer left a tip for $5,600 at South Mediterranean Kitchen and Bar in Toledo, Ohio. The restaurant opened last October, just months before COVID restrictions have severely affected their bottom line. Employees who have been struggling to get by and get as many hours as they can with restaurant sales down more than 46% nationwide during the pandemic, the tip couldn't come at a better time. Chef Musa Salau tells WTOL 11.
A couple of them, you know, cried with tears saying that now they can, you know, help get the kids some toys.
It was split 28 ways with each employee getting $200. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
According to the Ohio Restaurant Association, restaurants in Ohio employs more than 585,000 people. The Ursid Meteor Shower marks the final shooting star display of the year. Stargazers can expect to see up to 10 shooting stars per hour as Earth moves through the debris field in the solar system left behind by comet 8P Tuttle. Earth is moving further into the debris field this morning, and the peak of the Ursid meteors will arrive tonight, December 21st, and continue into early hours of December 22nd. Monday Night Football will see the Pittsburgh Steelers play the struggling Cincinnati Bengals, 8:15 p.m. Eastern on ESPN. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.